ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41 एंड 42। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज प्रहलाद द बेस्ट अमंग एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटीज। आई विल रीड द टेक्स्ट 41 देन वी विल रिपीट द 42। अख्यातम सर्वमेतत्ते यन्माम त्वम परिपृष्टवान् दाम घोष सुतादीनाम हरे सात्म्यम अपि द्विषाम। एवरीथिंग यू आस्क मी अबाउट हाउ शिशुपाल एंड अदर्स अटेंड साल्वेशन ऑल्दो देवर एनिमिकल हैज नाउ बीन एक्सप्लेन टू यू बाय मी। टेक्स्ट 42। एषा ब्रह्मण्य देवस्य कृष्णस्य च महात्मनः अवतारा कथा पुण्या वधो यत्रादि दैत्ययो। एषा ब्रह्मण्य देवस्य कृष्णस्य च महात्मनः अवतारा कथा पुण्या वधो यत्रादि दैत्ययो। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described. And the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Avataras or incarnations are expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Govinda, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is the original person, non-dual, infallible and without beginning. Although he expands into unlimited form, he is still the original. And although he is the oldest person, he always appears as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful and all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the academic wisdom of the Vedas. But they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. Brahma Samhita 5.33. The Brahma Samhita describes the avataras. Indeed, all the avataras are described in the authentic scriptures. No one can become an avatar or incarnation, although this has become fashionable in this age of Kali. The avataras are described in the authentic scriptures, shastras, and therefore, before one risks accepting a pretender as an avatar, one should refer to these shastras. The shastras say everywhere that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and that he has innumerable avataras or incarnations. Elsewhere, in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamanatashtam. Ram, Narsingh, Vara and many others are consecutive expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After Krishna comes Balaram, after Balaram is Sankarshan, then Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Narayan, and then the Purusha Avataras, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and the Kshirodakshay Vishnu. All of them are avataras. One must hear about the avataras. Narrations about such avataras are called avatar katha, the narrations of Krishna's expansions. Hearing and chanting these narrations is completely pious. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. One who hears and chants can become punya, purified of material contamination. Whenever there are references to the avataras, religious principles are established. And demons who are against Krishna are killed. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world with two aims: to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to kill all the pretenders who falsely present themselves as avatars. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement must carry this conviction very carefully within their hearts and kill the demons, not kill means kill, who in many ways, many tactful ways, vilify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. If we take shelter of Narsingadev and Prahlad Maharaj, it will be easier to kill the demons who are against Krishna and to thus re-establish Krishna's supremacy. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the original Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is our Guru and Krishna is our worshipable God. As advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. If we can be successful in getting the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj and also that of Lord Narsingadev, then our Krishna consciousness movement will be extremely successful. The demon Hiranyakashipu had so many ways to try to become God himself. But although Prahlad Maharaj was chastised and threatened in many ways, he rigidly refused to accept his powerful demonic father as God. Following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, we should reject all the rascals who pretend to be God. We must accept Krishna and his incarnations and no one else. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milita. Clear purport by Srila Prabhupada about the mission of this Krishna consciousness movement. And he speaks very strongly about this, about establishing Krishna's supremacy and not accepting anybody who claims themselves to be God. The tendency to be God can be explained in a simple way, is that everyone wants to be very special, a separatist. When you exhibit your separatism, then you come out very clearly, distinctly visible. So which is called as wanting to be God, as your desire, as our tendencies to be a specialist becomes more and more, then that goes up to the extent of declaring boldly, even though it is so foolish and laughing, but one still claims to be God. Therefore, when Prabhupada begins the story of Paundarika Vasudev in the Krishna book, he says this Paundarika story is very interesting. Why? Because he claims himself to be God. Just imagine when Krishna was there performing his pastimes and it was known to everybody that he was not only performing any activities but extraordinary activities. And he continued to remain there. Most of the incarnations, they come and they perform activities and they disappear. Only those who are there, they come to know. No, when Lord Narsingdev came, he performed his activities and he, it is explained here, Lord Brahma was told by Lord Narsingdev for not giving benediction to dangerous people like Hiranyakashipu, and Lord disappeared from the vision of the demigods also, including Lord Brahma, what to speak of the ordinary people. So most incarnations are like that. But Krishna, when he was performing his pastime, he would perform his pastimes and he would continue to stay there for the people to see him and hear about his activities. And if they had that interest also, they could see the next wonderful pastime of Krishna. Because the experience was that Krishna kept on performing one pastime after another pastime, which were all very extraordinary. Either killing Putana demon or killing Trinavarta, Shakatasura, Pakasura, Agasura, lifting Govardhan Hill, subduing Kaliya. So many demons were being killed by Krishna. So many demigods were being, you know, controlled by Krishna. So there was a chance for everybody. And Krishna performed his pastime for 125 years. In fact, every movement of Krishna was an extraordinary activity. So therefore, everybody had the chance to see the next one. If you missed the previous one, you had the chance to see the next one. But still, even this condition, we see people like Paundarika had the audacity, being convinced by others that he is God. What to speak of in Kali Yuga? because we don't have access to Krishna directly through his archa vigraha, through his shastra, we have. But the materialistic mind takes a great endeavor to convince oneself unless he's in the right association. So therefore, to find people who claim themselves to be God is not very astounding or extraordinary, because the tendency is always there to express oneself as special. And to express oneself as special, one does so many, you know, joking activities in so many ways. Either the hairstyle or the clothing, even the tilak or the dress. You know, in so many ways one wants to express that I am special than everybody else, to grab attention. And to grab attention, most easy way, without expressing anything, that call yourself as God. Therefore Prabhupada says, this is our mission, to destroy such concept that calling oneself as God. And Paundrak, as previously many had made this mistake, he continued to commit that mistake. Hiranyakashipu also, he actually sent a message to all the subject of his kingdom, and his kingdom extended up to, almost up to Brahmaloka. Of course, he did not capture Brahmaloka, but went up to there, all the demigods, all the heavens. And he said that one should chant, Narasimha Puran explains, that Namo Hiranyakashipaya Namaha. One should start chanting that name. We'll find many people create their own mantras in Kali Yuga also, asking their followers, Om Aniruddhaya Namaha. People write on the car also. That is Krishna's name, of course. So, and people, unfortunately, without referring to any shastra, they start worshipping somebody, some ordinary person, as God, who looks like Arun Gowli, you know. Start worshipping him as God, and that's a greater terrorism than the terrorist attack. Because the terrorist can kill our body and cause some kind of terror on the physical level. But this kind of terrorist can cause a terror on the conviction level. You know, they will destroy the natural flow of life. What is the natural flow of life? A natural flow of life is that you are a conditioned soul being in this material world. You are taught from very beginning, either you are a Hare Krishna devotee or not a Hare Krishna devotee. At least some concept is there. You worship Tulsi. Who is Tulsi? Tulsi is the wife of Vishnu. Tulsi is offered to the feet of Lord Vishnu. In every, therefore Prabhupada, very casually would mention many times, everybody in India is a devotee. Only thing they are not practicing. But some connection was there. Tulsi was there, Vishnu was there, Shaligram was there. Demigods were there who are ultimately connected to Lord Vishnu. You couldn't avoid the natural flow of life of being connected to Lord Vishnu by some way. You know, there will be some temple of Lord Vishnu. Wherever you go in India, there will be some Tirtha. Some Tirtha will be there, some holy place you'll find, some holy river you'll find, which is connected to Ganga, which is connected to Lord Vishnu. In this way, if not directly, indirectly, one would connect it to Lord Vishnu. And these people, what do? They stop that connection, they stop that flow by propagating wrong philosophy. Boldly propagating wrong philosophy. So therefore, that is the greatest terrorism. Destroying that natural flow of activity of worshipping Krishna indirectly. And then, if we come in contact with pure devotees, then understanding the value of that indirect worship, the significance of that worship, and actually taking that as one's very life of devotional service. But these people, what do? They remove. Rather than offering Tulsi to Lord Vishnu, they start offering Tulsi to their own, you know, cactus-like feet, not lotus feet. and commit such a apradh that how can someone, we don't even offer garlands to a devotee. A devotee will never accept Tulsi garland. He will accept Tulsi Mahaprasad and honor it. Now, Tulsi garland is only offered to Krishna, not to even a devotee. A devotee will never accept a garland unless it is a Mahaprasad, and very carefully he will worship it. But these people have the audacity to put Tulsi on their feet. So they are destroying the natural flow of life. And in Kali Yuga, unfortunately, we see so many people, suddenly they come from nowhere. You know, most probably they are born Varnasankaras. Varnasankara born, people become God. And people start worshipping them. Therefore, Prabhupada, you know, he brings out the Kshatriya spirit in him. He's not talking about killing. In other purport, he mentions in the fourth canto of the Bhagavad, wherein King Vena was appointed by the saintly people because there was no king, at least he could stop the rogues and thieves who were destroying the entire country. So they appointed King Vena, and King Vena was ruthless to everybody, equal to saintly people and rogues and thieves. So therefore, at least rogues and thieves stopped being fearful of Vena. But then King Vena did not stop. He started propagating. In fact, he stopped all the sacrifice by the Brahmanas to the demigods and Lord Vishnu. No charity should be given. No ritualistic activity should be performed. And then the Brahmanas come and instruct him very pleasingly. They withhold their anger, did not express their anger because they were speaking to the king. They tried to speak very sweet words to King Vena, saying that, my dear King Vena, that when we stop performing our duties, again, when we cause an obstacle on the natural flow of life, which is ordered by Krishna, ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is that? Sacrifice. Yajna. When we stop the principle of yajna, in fact, we see the whole creation according to Vedic understanding is, the materialistic concept is that destruction leads your progress. The communistic idea, the materialistic idea is that if you destroy somebody else, then you progress. Just like if you want to unite your people, then you teach hatreds about others. The neighboring country, you know, they're always throwing bombs at each other in their own houses. But if you want to unite, then what you do? Then you teach hatred towards another country. By teaching hatred towards others, you are united. And that unity is most dangerous. Because that is not the way to be united. The Vedic style of unity is that by offering yourself, performing sacrifice for the cause of others, then that unity is sustainable and that unity grows. By the principle of samarpan, by the principle of sacrifice, this creation takes place. Lord Brahma, he did not destroy anything. Rather, he performed yajna, he performed tapasya. And because of that tapasya, this whole creation came to existence. So therefore, the Brahmanas told King Vena that if you stop this natural flow of life, performance of yajna, you stop Brahmanas from performance of yajna, then the requirement for your necessities of life will not be provided. We see in the modern yuga also, even the samskaras, the kind of samskaras people perform, the way people perform the samskaras, it is ashastric. It is not shastric. It is again Shastra. Even the samskaras in a marriage ceremony, birthday celebration, all the samskaras have a definite system explained in the scripture, like our Rohini Kumarpa was mentioning. When we bring shastric, you know, exact shastra presented by the previous acharyas, great Vaishnavas, the people say, no, not like this. This way we want to do it. You're doing samskaras only with the intention of pleasing Lord Vishnu based upon his instruction. And you do samskaras without the instruction of the Lord, how can it bring auspiciousness? It cannot bring auspiciousness. Charity is one of the, when the marriage of Draupadi was taking place, it was a 16-day celebration. But not 16-day celebration where they were having a party in one hotel from to another hotel. The 16-day celebration, the 15 days was simply yajna to create auspiciousness. And Drupad Maharaj was giving charity after charity, charity after charity, charity after charity. Only after creating such an auspicious invocation of the Supreme Lord, the demigods, the great sages and the saintly people, then the last day when all that auspiciousness was created, the last 16th day was actual marriage ceremony. Just imagine how long it takes to purify the entire atmosphere to perform one samskara. And in Kali Yuga, the very samskara which has to cause purification, that begins with liquor party, meat party. You know, everybody, I remember going with one devotee in many years back to one such samskara. And not marriage samskara, this Shraddha ceremony to one devotee's house. And all the relatives, the day before Shraddha ceremony, whole night, they had night jagran. And not for chanting, but playing cards. All the relatives had come together, they were playing cards. Along in the cards, the bottles were getting emptied. So how can you perform samskara? You unite there to create some auspiciousness for your forefathers, but your unity causes greater damage to that person who is dead. Because he's responsible for all of you uniting, and you unite and what do? You break all the principles. So we cannot take part into such samskaras and get contaminated. Therefore, you know, here, this the desire to become special, as Vena, when he was told by the Brahmanas, he became angry and upset. He said, how can you? He condemned the sages and the saintly people. He did not give any heed to their words. He said that, my dear sages, you are acting like a chaste wife. Rather than serving her husband, she is trying to serve her paramour. He said all the demigods, he names, he knew Shastra, but he was using it for wrong purpose. He said all the demigods, Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they actually reside in the body of king. That is the reality. But he was quoting it for a wrong purpose. He said all of these demigods, Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, everybody resides in the body of king, and therefore all these are limbs of me. I am the main and they are all different limbs. So therefore it is not right on your part to worship the limb and forget the original personality. Therefore you are doing it only because you are envious of me. Just worship me. By worshipping me, all the benefit will be derived by you. Perform all yajnas to me. So then the saintly people, they became upset. They used to chant Omkar mantra. They raised the pitch of the Omkar mantra into Humkar mantra. And by the chanting of the Humkar mantra, they destroyed King Vena on the spot. And in this regard, Prabhupada writes, nowadays the saintly people are not on that level very powerful. They are pure devotees, no doubt, but they are not so powerful in regards to, you know, destroying such bad elements. Therefore, rather than trying to politically upset they should simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this Hare Krishna mantra, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, by spreading Hare Krishna mantra in a congregational way, then that will create a powerful effect. Like in the morning, they mentioned the score of the CST station during the marathon. You know, devotee standing, daring to stand in VT station for many hours after knowing, okay, this was the place where the terrorist attack and killed so many people, but still standing there and distributing books. And it's a powerful vibration. The vibration of people seeing Bhagavad Gita, we reciting about Bhagavad Gita, it has the power to destroy all the ill effects of what people experience. We can't take weapons. We are not powerful to kill people by our mystic power. But we have the powerful mantra in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra. And Prabhupada talks about that. By using that Hare Krishna mantra and preaching Krishna consciousness, we can actually stop the flow which is going against the natural flow of life towards Lord Vishnu. So either it was Vena, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, or Paundraka. Paundraka was so brainwashed by his friends and his acquaintances and his subjects that you are actually real Vasudev. And this Krishna is an imposter. He's not real Vasudev. You should ask him to give all the signs of Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. And he should only carry flute and bugle because he's a coward. He should not be carrying all that. He actually sent a messenger to Lord Krishna. And then Prabhupada explains that usually in the Rajya Sabha, it's a very, you know, grave mood. When the king is sitting, you don't joke around. The jester is there in a separate place. Very rarely comes to the assembly hall. But when the messenger came with this message and gave it to Krishna, and somebody read that message, and giving up the normal behavior of being very grave, everybody, including Krishna, had a loud laughter for a long time. They couldn't stop laughing. And then they said, okay, it's no point in giving a written message. We simply tell you. Give back the message to your king. He said, he's asking that I should take shelter of his, but he'll be the shelter for the vultures, jackals and eagles, because they like flesh. And I will release the Sudarshan Chakra. I will give him the Sudarshan Chakra. And when Krishna, along with that message, he prepared his army and attacked the king of Kurusha, Paundraka. And just see who was supporting him, the king of Kashi. And what is Kashi? The Kashi is the place of Lord Shiva, is the greatest of the Vaishnava. And there is a Manikarnika Ghat where Lord Shiva, those who die there, he chants Ram mantra. And Ram is here as Krishna. And this Kashi Raj also, you know, he wanted to make Paundrak lose his life by telling him that you are actual Krishna, you are the Vasudev. And he did not give any heed to, you know, the influence of Lord Shiva which he had. Kashiraj also came there. He brought, Prabhupada says, he had his three Akshoyani Sainya and Paundrak, he had two Akshoyani Sainya. When he came to the, when they came there, by seeing Paundraka on the battlefield, Krishna again laughed. Because, you know, it was so difficult. Sometime when you have to act as Lord Brahma, then you are suffocated because you have to put that mask with forehead. And sometimes the head is also, you are not moving, the head is moving. And you have to have eight hands, right? Yeah, eight hands for Lord Brahma. So those artificial hands, they create a lot of trouble. So similarly, this Paundrak Vasudev, you know, he had covered his face with Krishna's color. He had two hands made of wooden. Some carpenter got that job of earning some extra money. And he actually, Madhvacharya explains, he actually burnt his chest. to show that he has a Shivatsa mark. That was the stubbornness. He was so stubborn to appear like Vasudev. And when Krishna saw him, he couldn't stop but laugh. Another chance, Vasudev, Paundrak Vasudev was giving service to Krishna by making Krishna laugh. And then Krishna laughed. He said, he exactly looks like an actor. And then he fought and eventually released the Sudarshan Chakra, not to hand over to Paundrak Vasudev, but rather to cut off his head. But still, just see, because he gave pleasure to Krishna, he was thinking about Lord Vishnu, wanted to become like Lord Vishnu, therefore Krishna gave him Sarupya Mukti also. That is Krishna's greatness. Now Vasudev, Paundrak Vasudev, wanted Krishna to be ordinary person. And Krishna said, my dear Paundraka, just like ordinary person cannot become God, similarly God cannot become ordinary person. Even if he becomes ordinary person by his own will, his ordinary personality is also extraordinary. One cannot become like baby Krishna. A baby Krishna is also the supreme personality of Godhead only. Even being a baby is so great. It is so wonderful. So similarly, Hiranyakashipu, Vena and others, during Krishna's presence, they had the audacity to present themselves as Krishna, as the supreme personality of Godhead. And you find, if you are distributing books, or if you are preaching to people, then you'll find so many, you'll get darshan of so many gods. Like Siddhampur was telling in Malad station, one god came. You know, he said, I am God, thank you, very good that you are distributing my books. He could say that, just see. He could say that, thank you for distributing my books. And when he asked him, okay, my sound system is not working, can you repair it? And he immediately looked very serious interest in repairing that sound system to prove that he is God. He is not God. He is a mechanical. He is a repairer. But he felt by doing it, people will consider me to be God. Like someone was saying, in South India, one minister, you know, he wanted to sit on the palanquin of Tirupati Balaji because he used to act as different role, and he actually was a famous actor. But when he became a chief minister, he actually had the audacity to even dare to say that I want to sit on the palanquin of the Lord and people, Brahmana should carry. And when he was stopped, then he said, okay, now I want to perform Ashwamedha Yajna. And the Brahmanas told him, you know, you are not a Kshatriya, you are a politician. And Ashwamedha Yajna is only done by the Kshatriyas, not only Kshatriyas, but they have to be performing Rajasuya sacrifice, conquering all the kings, then you can perform this Ashwamedha Yajna. But see, he knew about Ashwamedha Yajna, but he did not know who can perform Ashwamedha Yajna. So knowing little bit about the scripture. So therefore, Prabhupada is mentioning here that if we accept Prahlad Maharaj as Guru and Krishna as God, or Lord Narasimhadev as God, then this Krishna consciousness movement will flourish. Then it will spread. So even as a devotee, we are still conditioned souls, still practicing devotee, and we also have these strong, powerful tendencies to become special. A special devotee. And that is also, may not be claiming directly as God. Like one time, you know, Radhanath Maharaj is mentioning that Indian devotees sometime when they take sannyas, they have the tendency, because in India, sannyasi means Narayan. When a sannyasi takes sannyas, especially among the Mayavad sannyasis, they greet each other as Namo Narayanaya. Not that they are remembering Narayan, but they are thinking they have become Lord Narayan. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even they took sannyas in the Mayavadi order, when the Prakashanand Saraswati greeted him, Namo Narayana, he greeted Krishna Matirastu. He said, let your attention be on Krishna, not on becoming Lord Narayan, because you can never become Lord Narayan. So that tendency is there, that if we get some special position, And then immediately, we will not call ourselves as God, but the tendency is there that I am very special. And that feeling of speciality forces one not to listen to the superior guidance and start taking one's own decision, which will trouble oneself and trouble the other people also. Therefore, accepting Prahlad Maharaj, what is the greatness of Prahlad Maharaj? The greatness of Prahlad Maharaj that he never gave up his service to his spiritual master, even in that condition when he had a direct association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, he said, who am I? What is my position? If Brahmaji, Shivji, Indra and others could not pacify you, how can I do it? Born in a demonic family. His humility always sustained and maintained his position as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Never tried to take a special position. Therefore, in the Mahabharata, it is explained, Bhishmaji, he actually finds his quality in Draupadi. What is it? The quality of not diverting from one's occupational duty at any time. People try to become revolutionary in their concept. And to become revolutionary, if you deny scriptures, it's much easier to become revolutionary. But if you just follow the scripture, just like sometime in Maharashtra, you see Bhagavad Gita commentaries people write. And in the introduction they write, I saw one commentary like that, Bhagavad Gita. Hi tika sampradayikta dakvat nahi. It is not based upon sampradaya, it is my own ideas. Then you should close that book. You should never open beyond that. Why? Because it is my idea. That means it is not the way you have read so many years, so many hundreds of years. It is my special. It is my idea. Therefore, it is special. No, you close that book. Why? Because it is not following the parampara. It may be repetition, but that repetition has a loyalty. And because it has a loyalty, it has the power to influence others. Like someone told Prabhupada, oh, your Bhagavad Gita resembles Ramanujacharya's Bhagavad Gita. I said, that is my credit. If you can see Ramanujacharya's words in my book, that is my success. I said, I'm very happy seeing that. So therefore, Bhishma, when Draupadi approached Bhishma Dev, when she was being about to be disrobed by Dushyasan, Karna, Shakuni, Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra, and all those Asat Sabha, and nobody could answer her question, then she approached Bhishma. He said, what does Dharma say about this? And Bhishma says, it's very appreciative. My dear Draupadi, even in this condition, you are not willing to give up Dharma. You are still asking, what does Dharma say about this? When there is a danger to our physical life, when there is a danger by practicing spirituality, it may cause a physical danger, the tendency is to give up Dharma. She said, what does Dharma say about this? Then Bhishma said, it's very appreciative that even in this condition, you do not want to give up Dharma. Dharmaraj also, when he was told by Yaksha, why you want Madri's son to be raised? Why not Arjun and Bhima? Because they will be helping you to achieve success. And Dharmaraj said, how can I give up Dharma? He said, this is not Dharma. I am there the son of Kunti, and according to Dharma, one of these son of Madri should be revived. Even though physically they may not be qualified as Bhima and Arjuna, it is against Dharma. If I give up Dharma, how can Dharma protect me? Dharma cannot protect me. Therefore, I cannot give up Dharma. When I give up Dharma, how do you expect anybody else to protect me? Only when you protect Dharma, that protected Dharma will protect you. So therefore, I cannot give up Dharma. On the other hand, you know, when Karna was about to die, when his chariot will stuck to the soil, there are clear verses. Karna condemned Dharma. He said, hell with this Dharma. He said, we tried to practice the Dharma for the entire life, But when I need this dharma to protect me at the most dangerous situation, this dharma is not protecting me. He actually condemns dharma. And Krishna observes it. And he said, my dear Karna, he said, most people, those who are not practicing dharma, nichechu vyasanam, what do they do? Nichas, usually they condemn the destiny. They condemn the Shastra, they condemn the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on the other hand, when Arjuna is shooting at Karna, he says, if I have done any charitable activity, if I maintain my friendship with other friends, if I have served the spiritual master properly, let the power of all this piety help me to kill him. If he would not kill him, that means he has not acted properly. He did not take any credit. He gave all the credit for the mercy of the superior people. If I have the mercy of the superior people, let my attempt to defeat this person be successful. So therefore, you know, the tendency to be revolutionary by rejecting the Vedas, like many reformers in India did that. The best way to become famous, they had the ability of oratory, they had the ability to compile poems, they had the ability to unite people. But how did they unite? In the most dangerous way, by rejecting the scriptures. By rejecting the scripture, by rejecting the essence of the scripture, they became reformist, but their reformism has simply divided the Vedic civilization. On the other hand, you know, Srila Prabhupada, Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplava, Yasmin Pratishloka Abhadyavatapi. He created a revolution, but his revolution was not diverting from the scripture. Exactly from the scripture, presenting according to time, place and circumstances. And just imagine such a revolution. It did not divide people, rather united human civilization. United all class of Vaishnavas. And by his grace, we see so many other Vaishnavas also. Many devotees in Sri and Madhva Sampradaya, you know, seeing Hare Krishna devotees, they became serious. Hey, I have to practice my path also very seriously. So that is the contribution. That not giving up dharma, not giving up scripture, not giving up the free flow of life, of worship of Vishnu. And therefore, that was the mission. And this is the mission of ISKCON. To worship Krishna, establish Krishna's supremacy, and preach vigorously those who are not God and who are claiming to be God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. You're mentioning about these gods. So earlier we heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had challenged Vishwaksen and defeated and exposed him. And he was totally shaken up. So when we find these bogus gods like Aniruddha and all those people, so what I'm saying is that why don't our leaders challenge and expose them, you know, because they can defeat them easily. And can we, what is your understanding about this, I mean, our society?
Okay, Rajesh Bajaj will do it now. Now we are exposing through distributing literature. One time Jayadev Maharaj is mentioning, when we distribute this literature more in number, and people will read. And by reading these books, they will understand, because we are Brahminical society. Ours is not a Kshatriya society. So naturally, we only distribute knowledge. And through knowledge, revolution has to be created, as Prabhupada did. He distributed knowledge and created the revolution. And by doing it, hopefully some of the Kshatriya ministers, you know, if there are any, but if they read and understand, and they will actually establish. Therefore, Prabhupada writes that secular countrymen to see The responsibility of the minister is to see that people are practicing their religion properly, and if they are not practicing their religion properly, they should be punished. Therefore, Chanakya, he advised Chandragupta like that. In Chanakya's Arthashastra, you know, there's some quotes. Chanakya's Arthashastra says that very stringent laws, he said, he meddles into the affairs of, you know, what kind of orders one should be taking and how they should be punished. If any, the left-wing tantrics, they initiate women into sannyas, that is against the scripture, they should be punished. They should be severely punished. He would enter into that realm also. And he talks about somebody running away from their responsibility and not sufficiently renounced, should not take renounce order, and they should be punished. He talks these things. Nowadays, if you tell, you know, the judges and the minister, they say, this is not our affair. You know, we are not going to take part in it. They don't want to get into it. And they're not even qualified also to get into it. But in the scriptures, it was very clear. The real kings, the Vedic kings, they would interfere into spirituality to see that everyone is practicing it properly. You couldn't do anything and everything and still sustain. But because now the government does not stop such people, rather most of the government leaders are devotees of such gods. They will go there, some of the big ministers. Why? Because the Hare Krishna philosophy requires practicing four regulative principles. When we have to hear that 1/6 of the karma of all the subjects will go to the minister, that's very scary for them. If they have to hear that, you know, how many crores are there in Maharashtra? That many karma, 1/6 karma of all these people, you know, of the drinking, smoking, doing politics, everything, 1/6 of that karma will go to that minister. So why he wants to hear? He will not like to hear this stuff. But like to hear, you know, I am God and I can give the power so that you can continue to remain the God what you want to be, you know, capturing different position. Therefore, simply giving knowledge and giving the holy name. That is the only way for Hare Krishna devotees. And hoping that some Kshatriyas, some pure Kshatriyas, like some of our devotees, Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta also wanted to become judge. You know, he wanted people to be judge wearing tilak. Some are joining the police department as big post. So some are IAS officers, Hare Krishna devotees. So they are slowly influencing. Like somebody said that this Hindu, those who are caught doing terrorism, at least the newspapers say like that, their plan was, you know, to occupy the post in different posts, just like the mafias. They also have their, you know, people working in the department, helping them. Similarly, you know, we can only preach, and some people are inspired by that. They're working for the government, you know, then they'll be very favorable. I remember in 1997, one MLA, you know, he helped us to go in all different departments. And in 10 days, we could distribute 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas. It was not possible otherwise. You know, he was sending in this department, sending it to this MLA's office, sending it to that MLA's office. And because his name was there, people were buying books. Our Dr. Salunke also, you know, when he heard one lecture given by Adi Kesha Prabhu about abortion, and he was very much disturbed because the government supports that. He said, how can we overcome this? Then he talked about book distribution, immediately wrote a letter. I remember he wrote a letter as a director of the health services. And he said, you can travel everywhere. So few of us, we went. All the civil hospitals. And it was so easy. You go and say, no, we have come on behalf of Dr. Salunke. That is the first thing you say. So they know, okay, now I have to prove that I'm good. I'm good subordinate. So immediately he would call everybody. The civil surgeon would call a meeting. Even though he had no interest, some interested people would create more programs. And then within no time you announce in the nursing college, in the nursing place, and then all the doctors from all the city. It was like miracle. 40 nurses are there, 35 will buy. 35 office staff is there, 30 will buy. 25 people are doctors are there, 20 will buy. Why? Because they knew that these people will go and give report back to Dr. Salunke. So everybody was buying. So within 10 days, we distributed thousands of books. And then he organized a big program of all the doctors, all the civil surgeons, DHOs, district health officers in Latur, where 300 doctors were there. And we had a facility to speak about half an hour about Krishna, about Bhagavad Gita. And then more books were distributed. So that is how. They are not directly part of ISKCON, but being influenced by ISKCON society, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, they help, by using their administrative power to give knowledge. Otherwise, if you go many times, like I remember one time we went to one company on our own, and they didn't allow us inside. And we distributed 4 Bhagavad Gita. This was in Ahmednagar. And we were screaming, yelling, doing all kind of stunt, but we could not. But one letter from Krishna Chandra we took next time because it's Shrestha. And not only they allowed us, not only they did not allow us inside, they allowed us inside, they gave us the guest house also, they gave us the ingredients also to cook prasad. And then within 2 hours we had 70,000 rupees worth book distributed. That is the difference. So therefore, when we have the assistance of the Kshatriyas, it's much easier to conquer through spreading Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada, even though for a sannyasi it is forbidden to meet a politician, he would take that risk. Now again, this is within this revolution is not against the Shastra. It's a detailed principle. So a detailed principle compromise so that he could meet the ministers and tell them, okay, we need this much of facility to spread Krishna consciousness. 500 people need to get Indian visa. He said like that. Every MP should be chanting 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra. At least he knew that they will not do it, but at least, you send a germ. At least few MPs, few MLAs, and one minister, they are chanting Hare Krishna now. That was the original desire 35 years back. But somewhere it is getting fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.